Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Dalet. We are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis by 2, 4, 7 lines from the bottom where it says Yosef. Today's daf is sponsored by Kenny and Brachy in Norensburg, Le'ilu Nishmat, Moshe Dov, and Shal Pimcha. Okay, so we started off, we're talking about different kinds of questions about whether or not the Mishnah had said that a Jew is not allowed to work for a guy regarding Yayin Netza. Don't take that job. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. And if you do, you can't even get paid. The money has to go to the Amela. Now the Gemara is going to talk about a question. Let's say you're getting paid to destroy Yayin Netza. Right? So what's wrong with that? You're destroying Avodah Zarah. You're making less of Avodah Zarah. The answer is because you want us to stay here. You want there to be a lot of it so you can get more salary. Is that a problem? So we're going to say it's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Yosef, Rav Nachman, Ula, Avini Bar Papi, Yosef, Rav Chiya Bar Ami, Gabayu. They were all sitting there. The Yasi, they were sitting. Becoming Bayalahu. And the following question came up. Secharo, Lishpar, B'Yayin Ezech Mahu. What about getting paid to destroy Yayin Ezech? Is that all right? So, me and Rina, do we say, Kiva Derotze V'Kiyumo, since you wanted to be here, Usher, it's Usher, right? Oh, Dilma, or maybe, call him Ute Tifla Shaper Dami. You're still, at the end of the day, you're still making less Avodah Zarah in the world. So look at Rashi. Mahu, see what it says, Mahu? Mahu, what's the din? Shehe Shchara Mutter. Is the Shchara Mutter. That's the Chassam Sofer. According to Rashi, there's no Shaila. But the question was, you're not going to do it. You can't be involved in this. After the fact, bid the event, can I keep the salary? Why? Because at the end of the day, I got less Avodah Zarah in the world. According to Rashi, the question was, for sure you can't do it. So Shaila, you can't do it. The question is, can I keep the salary at least? Why? Because when all said and done, I made less Avodah Zarah, not more. The Rashi said, Nahu, what's the thing? Can I keep the money? Mashma, that you can't do it. The question was to keep the money. And Amar of Nachman, Yishbar, let him go do it, Vitabal of Bracha, and get a Bracha for that. In other words, Lechatzkila, you can even take a job like that. Right? They put in a newspaper, you need people to destroy a Avodah Zarah, you can sign up. Gizun. You don't have to do it, not B'diyev. Lechatzkila, Tabal of Bracha, good. Aye. Or it's a B'kiyumo, big deal. Big deal. The Jew wants there should be a lot of Avodah Zarah here. He doesn't want anyone else to destroy it. He wants the salary. Okay? We're going to have the same thing now regarding Klayim. Okay? Now, let's say this is the exact same thing as the following brisa. The halacha is, Ein Odrin, you're not allowed to dig im Odrin Kochavim with the guy, the Klayim. You can't dig with the guy with Klayim. Why not? Because you're not allowed to deal with clients. You're not allowed to do that. Right? So if the guy is doing it, you can't take that job. Right? Right. Because for you, it is a problem. Right? You can't take that job. Aval okranimo, which you can uproot it, kidei limu'utei esatifla, to have less client in the world, that's not a problem. Right? The Gemara uses the word tifla. Tifla is a derogatory word for Avodah Zarah. Here we're calling client tifla. That's not tifla, it's just dasa. So same idea, right? Aval okranimo le kidei lemutei ta tifla. You can uproot it to have less tifla in the world, right? Now, Savruha, they thought of the yeshiva. Hamani, who is the author of this brisa? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. Savruha Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah, of this Brisa? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who said, Hamakayim Beklayim Loke. Rabbi Akiva is very machmir. Rabbi Akiva holds, not only are you Loke for planting Klayim, you're even Loke for sustaining Klayim. In other words, let's say you guys got, let's say someone plants Klayim. You plant Klayim. And I come, And you know what I do? I build a wall around it. So nobody should get to it. No one should, the animals shouldn't come. I build a wall around it. So I do Klayim. I do anything. I built a wall around the field. Why is that Klayim? Because if I keep it, it's Klayim. Why? I help the Klayim grow. I do anything. I help the Klayim grow. I definitely help the Klayim grow. No question about that. But I do Klayim. I never said a thing. I help it grow. It's also awesome. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, maybe yes. I don't know. Klein's very complicated. Very complicated. The Mishnah Yom is doing Klein. That's very, very hard. Very hard. But here. So in a general world, I don't know the details. I don't know. In a general world, Rabbi Akiva is very master. He holds that even helping, you don't even touch the client. I built a wall around the field. That's awesome. Why? Because I'm a Kai in the client, right? So in other words, what do you see from here? That according to Rabbi Akiva, your chayav client, you want the client to be here. You want it to be here. I didn't do anything. I didn't do any ether, but I want it to be here. And yet, I get malchus. And yet, I'm allowed to destroy it. I'm allowed to uproot it, because I'm making less of it. Just like Yayinetta. I am allowed to go destroy it, even though I want it to be here. Same exact thing. By the Yayin Netzach, I want it to be here. And yet, am I allowed to deal with Yayin Netzach? No. I'm not allowed to do that. That's a Avodah Zarah. Can I destroy it? Yes. So too by Klayim. Are you allowed to plant Klayim? No. Of course, you're a Kivi. You can't even be a Kayim Klayim. You can't even do that. Are you allowed to destroy it? Yes. Okay? Now. What? Right, you're allowed to get paid to destroy it. And no, the point is that you want it to be there. Why else would you build a wall around it? I built a wall around it because I want it to be there. But by building a wall around it, I'm helping it grow. No question about that. I'm helping it grow. So why did I do that? Either I got paid, or I'm a good neighbor, or whatever the reason is. All the reasons are the same point. I wanted it to be here. And Rabbi Akiva said, you get malchus for that. According to the Tanakh, you're not malchus for that. You didn't do anything. You weren't over client by planting, by building a wall. Only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braita, Hamanachesh, if somebody weeds, Hamachate the client, or somebody covers the client, like he protects the client, Loke, you get malchus for that. Why? Because you've done a Maisa with the client. Rabbi Akiva, or Afa Makayim, even if you sustain the client, even if something as far-fetched as building a wall around the field, that's also client. My time at Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? A very strange limud. Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk like this. The full Pasuk reads, listen to this Pasuk. It says, Eshku kotai tishmoru, keep my commandments, behemtecha, any animals, losar bia klayim, don't have klayim, sadcha, Lo Sizra Klayim, right? And a field don't have Klayim. Who begged Klayim, Shatna Zalei Alecha. And I'm going to be good to don't wear Klayim. Okay? So, let's look at Rashi for this part. Amar Kra, let's look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi. Talmud Lomar, let's finish the Gemara. My Taima, what's the reason Rabbi Akiva said, author, even to build a wall? Amar Kedurbi Akiva, Amar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Sadcha lo tizra klayim. A field, don't plant klayim. Ein li ela zoreya. I only know that's aser if it's planting klayim. Mikayim menayim. How do I know if I'm Mikayim klayim? I don't plant klayim. I didn't even protect, I didn't do anything. I built the wall around. How do I know that's also aser? Talmud Lomar, lo klayim. It says lo klayim. It doesn't say lo klayim. Look at Rashi. Ready? Talmud Lomar, lo klayim. Klayim daharva kadarish. We're really making a limud from the klayim that's written by the animals. In this pasuk, there are three klayims mentioned: animals, fields, and clothes. Right? Again, it says dehemtecha lo sarbia klayim, sadcha lo sidra klayim, ubeged klayim shatnez alay alecha. Right? So back to Rashi. Klayim da harva kadarish. We're darshaning the klayim that is fed by the animal. Midasamich klayim. Midasamich klayim, which is right next to klayim of the field. Delo sarbia gabe darsh gabe sad darshinan klayim sad kolo. What is Rashi saying? Like this. The next line is important. Midelo kasav behemtecha lo sarbia klayim. It doesn't say behemtecha lo sarbia klayim. Delo sizra sadcha klayim. It doesn't say that. Therefore, Shmamina, Sadcha Aklayim Dilael Nami Darshinan. Obviously, says Rashi, learning in Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk is connecting the two Klayim to tell you, Mashma, the Midamazir Akazif Shalyu Klayim Basadeh, that there can't even be any kind of Klayim in the field. The Ilu Okrin Shari, but to uproot it, that's Mutter. I say the honest truth. I have a very hard time understanding this drasha. I'll tell you why. Because Rashi is saying that the pasuk should write it out of order. In other words, it says like this. It says, Sadcha behemtecha lo sabia klayim. Sadcha lo sisra klayim. Shatnez, don't wear klayim. Says Rashi, it says, behemtecha lo sirba klayim. It then should have said, klayim, don't do in the field. But by the case of the animals, the animals mentioned first. First says animal, don't do klayim. Field, don't do klayim. That's very consistent. Rashi said, since it didn't say animal, don't do klayim. Klayim, don't do in the field. It didn't say that, which is more unusual. Therefore, we're going to make a drasha that when it says the word sadcha is sandwiched by two words of klayim. One to teach you can't do clients, and one to teach you can't even Makai in clients. That's what Rashi is really saying. But why would the pasuk write it in an out of order way? Why? I don't know. So, but anyway, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. And therefore, since Rabbi Akiva learns the pasuk like that, therefore, he can't even Makai in clients. He can't even build a wall around the field. It's not climb at all. Still awesome. So what do you see? There would be Akiva holds that if you wrote it b'kiyumo, that's awesome. So, and yet, to destroy it, you can go take that job. So too, to worship the ayinetzeh, that's for sure awesome. But to go get a job to destroy it, that's for sure mother. Same thing, same exact thing. I understand, but the point is that you, so what? The wine's already there. They already did the wine. Now, can I go deliver it to the stores? The answer is no. It's already there. Same thing. So, same idea. So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, the ilu lemute tiflo shari. Everyone allows, that's anonymous, everyone allows to destroy the client, no problem. So what do you see? The Mishnah of our story here of Yayinetzach, when you're doing it to destroy it, is the exact same story as Klayim, by Klayim it's mutter. Even according to the Akiva, who's so machmir, he lets you destroy it. So too by Yayinetzach it's mutter. Everyone got that connection? Gemara says, lo, not necessarily true. Ha mani, who is the author? You could say that ha mani, Rabbanan he. You could say that the author of the Braita, the Nachman interpreted, could be the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? That if you're Makayim Klayim, of course you're not over. You're not so Macher by Klayim, regular people. You want to be over Klayim? Go plant something. Well, you build a gate around your field, that's Klayim. That's not Klayim. Right? Therefore, of course you can help the guy uproot Klayim. Why can you help the guy uproot Klayim? Of course you can. Help the guy uproot Klayim. Why? Because there's no iser of rotsi b'kiyumo. Why? Because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. That's not the same. It's not the same thing at all. Okay. So the Gemara, here's the story. We're trying to compare the two. Don't compare them at all. Ihachi, if we're going to say, Irabanan, if we're going to say that the sheep to hear is the Rabanan, then my area, Okrin. Why do you have to come up with such a drastic case of uprooting? Afilu kiyumo nami shaper dami. Even if you just want to leave them there, that's also going to be mutter, according to the Rabbanan. Why? Because they're never going to be mechayev you for rotsu v'kiyumo. But it's come up with such a drastic case of okrit. What? Right, I hear you. So the Gemara is going to give a very similar answer. The Gemara is going to give a similar answer. So the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, afilu kiyumo nami shaper dami. Even if it's just sitting there, it's also mutter. Why? Because the only time it's usher is if you're mamish over client. Not all this painful everything. That's not over. That's not client. So the Gemara answers, right. Chacham ayetzkinan, you know what we're talking about over here? You go into ka'avad b'chinam. You did it for no reason. You did it for free. In other words, you helped the guy for free. Why'd you do that? I don't know, you're a nice guy. And Kigon said he did it for free, and Rabbi Yehuda he. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tama who says, Litein lahem matnaschinam osur. It's osur to give somebody, a guy, something for free. Right? Therefore, really, I should not help the guy do client, do anything. I can't help a guy at all for free. However, if I'm doing this upper client, that's mutter. Okay? So the Gemara has a whole discussion over here about giving the whole thing in the back. I let it give a tip. Because you don't have to give a tip. So if you're giving a tip, it's like giving extra, what? So they have to give, I know we had the Shiloh. You know, sometimes, what? Not only that, even if it makes such a kiddush, we had that once by the amusement park, where they had an extra ticket or something. But it's an extra ticket. We actually bought one ticket more by mistake. So let's give it to that guy. You don't want to give it to him. You don't want to give it to him. You want to give it to him. You want to give it to a Jew, but there's no Jew there. You want to give it to a guy. Look at the Jews. They're so generous people. They're so nice. They gave me a free ticket. It's just the opposite. Come on, do that. That's the thing. Well, in those days, there's no way they would ever look at a Jew favorably. No matter what they did. Maybe. But today, that would be like that. Right? Today, the guy goes back to his office. You know, we were waiting online. Jew came over, gave me free tickets. What a nice guy he was. That definitely happens. It definitely happens. You know? Especially if it's, you know, totally out of the blue. I always try to do that. Whenever we go and get those tickets and those games, whenever we use the tickets anyway, I always try to give them to somebody. Right? So it doesn't make it look good. Anyway, that's the story. So even though you really can't do things for free, right? Maybe those days, no matter what you do, they're not going to like you. Right? You can't do things for free. But to offer a client, that's what they're going to do. Now, meet the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, one minute. For the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who just said he came through for free. Nishma, who's Rabbi Akiva? Now we can figure out what Rabbi Akiva holds. Lav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Usser, Litein Lehem, Matnaschinim. Since Rabbi Yehuda said you can't do it for free, Avo Limute Tifla Shafra Dami, but to get rid of Avodah Zarah, to get rid of Klayim, sorry, that's Mutter. I can't work for free. But I'm making less Klayim in the world, that's Mutter. Then Rabbi Akiva Nami, according to Rabbi Akiva, for sure. Ah, forgot some Rabbi Akiva. Hamaklayim b'klayim loke. If you even build a fence around klayim, you get malchus for that. Why? Because you've helped klayim grow. Then lemeute tifla shaperdam. Then there's no shaila that to get less klayim in the world, you're for sure allowed to do it. Sulo midi. And you know what? There's nothing more to say. The you know, nobody liked it, but comparison between Klayim and the Ayin Netzach is rock solid. The Gemara says, Su lo midi. Nothing more to say. Nothing more to say. It's a rock solid connection. Same idea. Just like Ayin Netzach, I'm not allowed to engage in it. But to destroy it is mutter, so too, Klayim, I'm not allowed to engage in it. To destroy it is mutter. No question about it. Okay, that was actually the hard part of the dot. Now it gets easier. Hunter Yasvi become a Bayalahu. Now we have the following. What? No. The building the fence just demonstrates that you want the client to be there. What, 1 second. I want the client to be there. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's awesome. You, what do you mean you want it to be there? Client. It's awesome. The Tanakhama did not hold it, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's awesome. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, I want it to be there. I want as much client as possible to be in the world. Still awesome. Now, can I get hired to destroy it? Yes. Can you get paid to destroy it? Yes. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm making less client in the world. I want it to be here. I don't want anyone else to get that job. I don't want anyone else to come in the middle of the night and do a favor and get I don't want anyone to do that. I want to get my salary. It's still most of it. Same thing with the INS. I don't want to go to hire his kid to do it. I want to get paid. I wanted to stay in this world. I wanted to be INS in the world. I can have a good salary. Is that mutter? Yes. Why? Because at the end, not only the mutter, it's trouble of bracha. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's less the INS in the world. Right? So I would have thought, don't think anything. It's mutter. That you can't do, because you're making it better. That's the mission said that. Right? You can't be a delivery boy. You can't be a stock boy. None of those things. Why? It's all making it better. Here, I'm making it worse. Now, Hadru Yasir Kabbalah. What's the story with a guy
who has money? He sells avodah zarah, and he gets money. Does that money become asur? Now, by a Jew, if it sure does. Why? Because a Jew, that's just us. A Jew can't get rid of the money. Right? A Jew can't get rid of the avodah zarah. There's nothing he can do about it. Once a Jew has it, he can't revatel it. Right? We had all that. What about a guy? So a guy sells the avodah zarah. That's the cash. Can he give you that cash? Is that cash awesome? Now, a Jew, it is awesome. Like we said, there are two things that are awesome for cash. Avodah zarah and Shemitah. Right? If a Jew sells Shemitah, to get cash, that cash is awesome. What about by a guy? Is the cash awesome too? Now, me tofso domeha v'yad obi v'chavim olo. Does the money, because by a Jew it does, Right, but the question is, so can they give you an idol? They can't give you the idol. That's not allowed to do. What? So that's fine, that's the question. The question is, does the Isser transfer the cash? That's the question. But Avodah Zarah is more awesome than anything else. Because even the cash is awesome. It's like Shemitah. But Basa B'chala. You're not allowed to have enough on that either. But let's say you did get enough. With the cash, can you be kind of a woman with that money? The answer is yes. We had that already. That's the question. Amal Rav Nachman, Mistabra, Demeh Avodas Kochavim, Viyad Avodas Kochavim, Mutarit. It's Mistabra, it's Mutar. You know why? I'll tell you why. Listen to the story. Bidahanu da Asalik Kamed Rav Aravua, there was this guy who showed up by Rav Aravua's house, Amal, and he wants to become a gear. So Amalahu, so Rav tells him, listen, Zilu Zavinu, call Mazda Islutu. Sell all your Avodas right now. Then Vesu is Gairu. Then become a gear. Have the yard sale before you become the gear. Why? Because once you become a Jew, now you're going to have the yard sale. Then everything's going to become Maser anyway. Which implies that when he's still a guy, it's Mutter. If you told him. My timer, why? Bishop de Kasavar, the May Avodas Kochavim, the Avodas Kochavim, Mutarin. It's all Mutter. Vidilma, wait a minute. Vidilma, this is someone said this. Vidilma, shiny hotam. Maybe it's different over there. Kivin to diet they like Urey because he wants to become a ger. Vaday batla. Of course he's mabatalit. We're talking about a case where a guy's not mabatalit. Now, why would he sell it? He would sell it because he needs the cash. I really would not want to sell it to Avodah Zarah. I like it very much, but I really need the cash and it's made out of solid gold. What am I going to do? I'll sell it. Is he mabatalit? Not necessarily. A guy's becoming a ger? Of course that guy's being mabatalit. That's not the same thing. Not the same thing at all. Ella Mehacha. I have another story from over here. Listen to this case. Yisrael Shahyanoshe Ba'ovikochavim, Mana. A guy owes a Jew Mana, $100. Umachar Avodas Kochavim. He sells his idols. Behavilo, he brings in the money. Yayinetzef. He sells his Yayinetzef. Behavilo, and he brings in the Yayinetzef. Mutter. That's Mutter. What do you see? That's Mutter. No. The point is, he sold the idol to pay the Jew back. He got $100 for the idol. He pays the Jew back. The Jew's allowed to accept that money. Why?
because the ether doesn't transfer to the cash by a guy.
Okay? Doesn't transfer.
There you go. That's the answer. That's the answer.
Now we're going to read the second half of the Braisa, which is going to not make sense, and then we're going to go off the whole tangent. The guy owed the Jew money. So the guy says, how about if I give you my idol? No, the guy didn't say that. I'm sorry. The guy didn't say that. That's the safe one. So the guy knows he owes the money. So he goes to the pawn shop, he sells the idol, he gets the cash, and he gives it to the Jew. Is that mutter? Yes. Why? Because the ether didn't transfer to the money. That's the end of the story. This didn't transfer to the money. Now, in the Sefer, over the Avil Im Amalo, if the guy says to the Jew, listen, I know I owe you the money, Hamtinli, wait over here, I'm going to go to the pawn shop, I'm going to sell my idol, and I'll come right back. Or, the Evilah. Or, Yayinetzach, I got Yayinetzach over here, I'm going to sell it, Evilah, and I'll bring you the money. Aser, that's Aser. By the way, we've resolved the question. The question is mutter. Why? Because the kedush, the iser doesn't transfer to the cash. But why is it safer? Why is it safer? Us? What changes? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What changes? Because the guy says to the Jew, listen, I'll be back in a half hour. Wait right over here. I'm going to go sell my idol. Why? What changes? What's the difference if the guy said that or not? It's Amar of Sheishas. Seifa, Mishum Dahabale, she wrote to Bikiyumo. Because the Sefer is an example of wrote to Bikiyumo. The Jew now doesn't want this guy to, he doesn't want that idol not to fall down to the sewer. He doesn't want that idol to get pickpocketed. He wants it to stay in the world. Why does he want it to stay in the world? So that the guy can tell it. It's very different. Mara, he wrote to Bikiyumo, but he got to meet Usher. That's not even Usher. Even if you wanted to stay in the world, what can I answer with that? But non, Ger, listen to this Mishnah. You have a guy and a Jew that inherit from their father. In other words, the father was a guy. He had two kids. One was Magaya, one wasn't Magaya. Now the father dies. So there's two boys over here. You have a nice firm boy, and you have a nice guy. So the Jew says to his brother, the guy, listen, you're a guy, I'm not a guy. So Ger Yachalomolo, the Ger could say to his brother, Talata Vatkachav, you take all their bodies out. It's good stuff, it's worth the gut. Banimos, I'll take the cash. Cholat the Ayanetza. You take the Ayanetza. Bani Peros, I'll take the Peros. Now, doesn't the Jew want the Avodah Zarah to remain in the world? He certainly does. You know why? Because when they have the division of the estate, he wants all the Avodah Zarah to be there, so it'll be a 50-50 division. What's going to happen? Someone comes to rob the house and take all the Avodah Zarah, so the brother's going to say, listen, I was going to agree to that, but it's all gone. It's all wiped out. Remember that? So the Jew really wants the Avodah Zarah to stay in the world. And you know what the answer is? That's all right. That's all right. What do you mean? Then he loses half the money. So he doesn't want, he wants the Avodah Zarah to stay here. That's exactly the point. Because if there's $1 million in the estate, and there's $1 million worth of idols, he gets a clean million. If all the idols are gone, he only gets $500,000. He's got to give the other half to the brother. So he wants the idols to stay in the world. And the answer is going to be, that's no problem with that. Now, in Misha Ba'u L'Rishot HaGoy Aser Rishot HaGer Aser, I'm sorry, if the division happened before he said that, it's too late, right? He was out of town at the time, so the guy, the brother, doesn't know, so he divides everything 50-50. That's too late. But before he is divided, he's allowed to say that. What? No, they're dividing the estate. So the Jew says, listen, you take all the idols, I'll take some cash. 50-50? Yeah. 50-50. I'm not cheating him one penny. 50-50. But what am I going to do with idols? I'm a Jew. The point is, he wants those idols to stay there. This will be a good, clean division. If the idol thing happens to them, it's not a division. So he's going to lose his own cash. So that's mutter. I wanted to stay in the world. That's mutter. So what do you see from here? That when you want idols to stay in the world, it's still okay. So why in our case, where the guy says, listen, I'll be back in 1 hour, I've got to run to the pawn shop and sell my idol, all of a sudden that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Amr Rabbi Barula, Masnisin, Ba'avodas Kochavim, we're talking about gold, we're talking about Avodah Zarah, Hametz Chalekes, Lefi Shivareha. That it's they're broken pieces. Therefore what? The broken pieces of gold and silver. Okay? Therefore, Jew says to himself, they're broken.
and they're gold. So what? I don't care if I get them. I'll sell that. They're not Avodah Zarah anyway now, really. Not really Avodah Zarah. What are they? Gold. Gold and silver. Right? So in other words, he doesn't really care if they get robbed. He doesn't care if they get robbed or not. Even if they get robbed, he doesn't care. Why? Because they're gold and silver that are broken, don't really have a din of Avodah Zarah. Maybe there won't be, if they won't attach. So he's allowed to go sell it. He doesn't care. But in the Brisa, he really wants that aisle to stay here while the guy goes to the pawn shop. That's very different. Now, Tina, that makes sense. Avodas Kochavim. That makes sense by the aisle. Nesech, Yai Nesech, Michael, remember? We're looking at the one. You want to tell me the same answer? Becheres Hadriani. We're talking about a flask, those flasks where the wine was still inside the flask. So again, even if it breaks, he's still safe. Bahalo, Roger Bikumo, Shalo Yignivu, Lo Shayo Beidu. Fine if it breaks. Doesn't want it to get stolen or lost, because if it gets stolen or lost, he's outcashed. So Gemara says, you're right. It's a different thing by the ger. Different halacha. The reason why we allow it is because we don't want the ger to get all upset. Ella Amra Papa, Yerushas Hager Kamarza? No, that's different. Shiny. Yerushas Hager, the Ikilu Barabonon. They will make it by ger, Gzira, Shemayasla Kukulo. Maybe he'll go back. When he finds out that he's lost out on $500,000 because the idols got stolen, he'll throw the whole thing away. I know a gear. A guy was a gear, and his father died. He was a gear. He was such a fun guy. He was such a good guy. He was such a sincere person. And for some reason, his father passed away, and he was not allowed to contribute for his father. His father died. He became not. He couldn't deal with that. But he was not allowed to prepare for his father. The guy was such a sincere guy. You should see this guy do Galila. He did Galila like he can't, like he was, in the Kodesh Kedusha. The most sincere guy I ever met. He rolled away. Why? Exactly what the Gemara says. When it comes to death, people are very, very sensitive. You can't, right? So by a Shiva, there's no option. But by the kids, all right, so the whole thing was, what's a big Yumo? So make it, what's a big Yumo? All right, I'll make it, what's a big Yumo? So why? They don't want the guy to have a karata, that he became a Jew. Why? Because he's losing out on money. Right, so Gemara new people. What? Exactly. What? Okay. But Tanya Amihachi, Medabama Murim, when is that true? She Yershu, that's only his inheritance. I will share this dance with us, they can't become partners. That's a different story. You can't be a partner and expect the same payback. Right? Why? You can't deal in a Avodah Zarah. You can't say, okay, you take the Avodah Zarah and I'll take the cash. That doesn't work like that in a partnership. By Yerusha, you can say such a thing. Not by a partnership. Okay, next. Oh, yeah, running out of time. How do Yassi become by a lake? How about this one? Gir Toshav Mahu. What's a Gir Toshav? We're going to have a three-way machlok is what a Gir Toshav is. Whatever a Gir Toshav is, one thing a Gir Toshav does not do, they don't worship idols. That they don't do. What it is, they're three of my. But, whatever it is, one of the things everyone agrees on, they don't worship idols. So, a gear tosha, maushi avatal avodas kochavim, can he be mevatal avodas zara? He doesn't worship them. So, there's two ways to look at it. Dipolach, mevatal, only someone who worships can be mevatal, to lo polach, lo mevatal. If you don't worship, you can't be mevatal. Oh, Dilmon, maybe not. Kol davar mine, mevatal. The bottom line is, he's still a guy. The high bar mine who, this Ger Toshev is a guy. So at the end of the day, he's still a guy. So can he be Mevatel or not? That's the subject. Amalahu Rav Nachman, Mistabra, it seems to me, that Palach, Mevatel, Velo Palach, Velo Mevatel. It seems to me that a Ger Toshev cannot be Mevatel. Why? Only if you worship, he can be Mevatel. How do I know that? Because that's I think that's right. Meisvei, wait a minute. Yisrael Shem Matza, Avodas Kochavim Bashuk. If a Jew is walking down the street, he bumps into a guy in the street, Achilo Basiliado, and the guy wants to give the Jew something, so the Jew says like this, Achilo Basiliado, before it reaches his hand, Omer Lavodas Kacham, he says to the guy, Umavakla, and then, be Mavakla, if you have Mavakla, I can't take it. Misha Basiliado, once the Jew holds it already, Eina Omelav Kacham Mavakla, you can't tell the guy anything anymore. Why? Because we said, a guy should be mevatel avodah zara. Shelo
the Shel Chavero, his or his friends, Bein Ovda, Bein She'ein Ovda, whether he worships it or not. Now, what do those words mean? Whether they're his or not, that's Chavero and Shelo v'Shel Chavero. So it's redundant. Right? What does it mean? Yours or your friends? You worship it or you don't worship it? If you don't worship it, it's your friend. Oh, so my Ovda, my She'ein Ovda, what does that mean? You worship it or you don't worship it? Elam, it doesn't mean it's all Avodah Zarah. It's the same exact case as yours or your friend. Ella, what does it mean? Lav Ovda. Ovda is always a chavim. Ovda means it belongs to a guy. Umay she'ena Ovda. And what does it mean to someone who doesn't worship? Ger Toshav. It's a Ger Toshav. Ushmamina, you see from here, Ger Toshav, Nami Mavatel. A Ger Toshav can't yes be Mavatel. So Gemara says, look, La'olam, Emelach, easy be easy, Ovda kachavim. Now really, we're talking about Ogoyim. I the Kamar the Hayan Shalva Shachadero. What do you mean? Right? Is that the same thing as yours and your friends? The Gemara says no. What Yossi said. Reisha. The Reisha is like this. Yours and your friends. Zevazela Pa'ar. Zevazela Makula. We both worship Pa'ar. We both worship Makula. So I can be Mabatel my Pa'ar. I can be Mabatel my friends Pa'ar. Seifa. The word Zevazela Ovdeha means Zela Pa'ar. Zela Makula. Now I don't worship that. I don't practice that religion. Can they be vital to have one of the other religion? Yes. That's what it means. Like what you said. By the way, when you read that, that's immediately what you think. You don't think about a Ger Toshav who doesn't worship anything. Right? Meshvei, here we have Ezehu Ger Toshav. What's a Ger Toshav? So it's a theory of machlokas. Number one, Kol Shekibul Allah B'fnei Gimel Chazerim Shelo Lavar Avoros Kochav. Theory of Remeir. Remeir says, the guy makes a pledge, he's not worshiping idols. Chachamim Omer, Shekibul Olav Sheva Mitzvos Shekibul Olav B'nei Noach. The guy agrees. He's a Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Acherim Omrim. He says Acherim is not Remeir. Every now and then it comes up that Acherim is not Remeir. Normally Acherim is Remeir. Here it can't be Remeir because Remeir is the Tanakama here. Acherim Omrim Elu Lo Bo L'Chal Ger Toshav. That's not a Ger Toshav. You know why? Every guy in the world has to keep Avodah Zarah and the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. What's a Ger Toshav special? Ella Ezehu Ger Toshav Ze Ger Ochel Nevelos. He's a Ger. He will keep every mitzvah in the Torah. Shatn is yes. Tefillin? Yes. Everything. But he won't keep kosher. That's the Ger Toshav. Now, such a person, miyachad in etzol yayin, you can keep wine, you can leave the guy with wine. In other words, he goes into your wine store, and you got a 1,000 mitzvah. He'll be back in 15 minutes. Technically, he's helping that, and he's keeping everything but kosher. But he's not keeping. He's davened already. So you're running to the mincha. So listen, do me a favor. Watch the store. Back in 15 minutes. Watch the store. I'm running down the block. But can he stay in the store? Yes. It's going to drink up the wine. So Rashi says we're not choshesh. You know why? Because he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah anyway. So what's the shaila? He's going to drink up the wine. Lahach is you. That we're not choshesh. And maybe a guy is going to come into the store while you're out for davening mincha, and also not choshesh for that. Far-fetched things. So you come out and keep the wine. Well, you can't leave the wine by him for a month. That you can't do. That already was too nervous. I'm going on a trip for a month. Do me a favor, Mr. Ger Toshav. Watch that you can't do. Even if the city is mostly Jews in it, that was still afraid. Maybe a guy will come in, different neighbors, whatever. That was too close. 15 minutes in the store, that we don't want. That's not a problem. Rashi says, because he has no intent to trade up the wine. And when I close, the guy's going to come in those 15 minutes. Shmeino kiyaino, the oil is just like the wine. Says Rashi to the Gemara, what? Shmeino kiyaino? Talkedai the shemen mika habi yaineza. Shemen can become yaineza. It doesn't make any sense. You have by L all the way around. Yaino kishmano. The wine is just like shemen, meaning it's mutter. Right? Shemen is of a guy's mutter. L'shar kol davar habi ovik achavim. Regarding everything else, he has the din of an avodah zarah. Rishir make a little omer. Yaino yayinetzeh. Barmi lamuter b'shtia. Anyway, k'toni miha. Anyway, the bottom line is, if the whole long price, what do we say? U'shar kol chadvarav. But for everything else, harei huk ovikachav. He's like a guy. We just said, everything else is like a lamai. Regarding lamai hilchot. Regarding what is everything else? Isn't it lav demavatel avodas kachavim ka'ovikachavim? Doesn't it mean that he has the right to be mevatel someone else's avodah zara? Isn't that what it means? The Gemara says, "Amar Rachmanit lo." That's not what it means. Litain rishus ulevatel rishus. The shaila is, can a ger toshav, halacha is like this: if you have an apartment building and you want to make an eruv, you need the rishus of everybody else. So if you have a non from guy, you have to rent the space from him. Otherwise, it's not mevatel. So the Gemara is like this. Kira Tanya, one more minute. Yisrael Mumar, if you have a Jew who's not from, Meshamer Shabbato Beshuk, but he keeps Shabbat in public. So he doesn't have the chutzpah to keep Shabbat, not to keep Shabbat. He keeps in public, he keeps Shabbat. Mevatel Rishut, she keeps Mevatel his Rishut and say, listen, you guys can make an Eruv, I'm part of the Eruv. She ain't Meshamer Shabbato Beshuk, if he's so bad, he doesn't have to keep Shabbat in public. So brazen, then ain't Mevatel Rishut. He can't Mevatel his Rishut. In other words, you can't make an Eruv there. Unless you rent it from him. The Nesha Amru, Yisrael knows in Rishus, Mevatel Rishus, by a Jew, it depends. When it comes to a guy, you have to rent the space from him. Ketad Omelo, Rishusi Kinuyalach, Rishusi Mevatelatlach, Kana. You have to say to him, I want to get the Rishus from you, I want to rent the Rishus from you, and once I rent the Rishus from you, then it becomes fossil, and then I can make an Erev over here. Vein Tarif Lazakos, you don't have to make any Zakhia, you don't have to make any transactions, just rent it from him. So too, the Ger Toshav. Same din. Regarding this din, he's considered a guy. Nothing to do with being a battle of Otazaras or not. Okay? We'll stop here. What? So saying we're not sure. We're saying right now he cannot. Maybe he cannot. Alright, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.